I don't say that.
But I want to do again, but
we'll absolutely. Absolutely. We're all fans of love here. We're not love haters, love slayers. We're on board. So Jasmine, wonderful. What influenced your decision to get married? And how old were you at that time?
Jesus. I'm fully prepared for these questions, but I'm just like, oh my God, do we have to go down here? But then I had to think about this. I was like, okay, this could potentially, my truth could potentially help somebody. So
set someone free, babe.
Maybe.
That's why it's the truth, babe. That's why it's the truth. Yes.
Set somebody free or just maybe guide them in their decisions or whatever. But
absolutely.
The main thing to answer your question on what influenced me to get married so young, I was dating my ex-husband and I felt like he was the one. I don't know why or how, but and I was so young. We met in 2012. So in 2012 I had to been about
19.
I was young. So I just felt like he was the one. The motivation behind it, a lot of the times I would hear my grandma's voice about the shacking, quote unquote, shacking up. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know, and I would tell him that. I'm like, you know, I don't want to shack up, you know what I mean? And not to influence him to like, let's hurry up and get married. But I'm like, you know, I really like you. You like me, you know, you love me. And you know, we're moving rather quickly. We're moving into a place like, okay, in the future, are we, you know, going to get married, kids? Like, you know, do you see yourself long-term kind of thing? And he was on board. So we just made it happen. And the huge motivation behind it was just the shacking up thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With most Black families being from the South, you know, they're frowned upon, especially the older generations. You know, if you're going to shack up, you might as well be married.
Right. And I literally heard that voice. Yes. You're doing my grandma's voice.
No.
So I literally was like, okay, this is the right thing to do. This is what God would want. Like this. And then, you know, you put the whole Southern culture and then the whole spiritual religion culture, and you're like, okay, let me not say culture because this is gonna be live. Spirituality is a real thing. But sometimes we like to like think that we're stamping God behind something, but that may not be what he actually stamped for you. Mm-hmm. But we want to believe that this is what God stamped in. He stamped a whole bunch of, you know, indicators that this is not the thing, but you're like, okay, but your word says that this is what I need to be doing. So I'm gonna do it.
Thank you for listening to Soulful Conversation. We hope you enjoyed tonight's Soulful Conversation. Be sure to stay connected with us during the week through our weekly podcast on Spotify, our YouTube channel, Patreon, and social media. And don't forget to send in those soulful requests to be heard on the podcast at info@soulful-conversation.com.